This is the GOAT Level Podcast with your host, the GOAT, the legend, the hero, Van Pugh.
Y'all tripping. Lose one game and you back to disrespecting the bird. And that is absurd. In the meantime, y'all somehow made the Dallas Cowboys sympathetic figures, spearheaded by Micah Parsons. Y'all got him saying that they don't give the same energy for the 49ers and Eagles when they lose as they get to the Cowboys. First of all, we don't be out here losing 42-10. And also, we represented the NFC in the NFC Championship. We've both been to Super Bowls recently. You haven't done jack squat. Shut your mouth. But seriously, though, man, like, y'all deserve it. You lost 42-10 on primetime. And besides, that's not even true. Like, all I've seen all week, or at least from Monday to Wednesday, was how Jalen Hurts has regressed, how the Eagles have regressed. I didn't even know how many interceptions Jalen Hurts had until this week. So apparently he has 7. So he got 7 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Now the world is falling. But let me remind you one more time. Jalen Hurts brought my Sooners back from 28-3. Why should I be worried about 7 interceptions through 6 games where they're 5-1? And the Eagles shouldn't even have lost. We gave the game away. We, bruh, had 4 turnovers. Had 4 turnovers. And still was a bad play call away from winning the game. Get out of here. It's not that big of a deal. Yeah, the Jets defense is good. But now that I think about it, Jalen Hurts still threw for 282 yards. The Eagles still had close to 400 yards total offense. And the Eagles' defense might be better than I thought. The pass rush is getting back in form. Going to need it against the Dolphins, but I'm going to talk about that later. Seriously, man, y'all being disrespectful. And now y'all talking about our latest schedule coming up. Okay, we got the Dolphins. Then we got the Commanders here. It's going to be a tough game because for whatever reason, we can't body the Ron Rivera Commanders. They always give us problems. Except last year's game in FedEx. But even that game, they shut us down in the second half. And they almost came back. So I'm like, we have problems with that team in this era. I don't know why, because they're mid and they're not that good. But not going to be an easy game. Even at FedEx, where the Eagles fans travel really well. You combine DMV Eagles fans mixed with Eagles fans coming down from Pennsylvania, Delaware. It's not that far. And you got pretty much at best a 50-50 split Eagles and Commanders fans. And, well, some years, one year I went, it was 80-20 Eagles Commanders fans. But anyway, Dolphins, Commanders, Cowboys, Bills, Chiefs, Cowboys again. I think that's it. Still, that stretch of games got people just thinking it's the end. Some people are hating so hard, they think we're going to lose all 6 of those games.
What?
And I'm here to tell you that the Eagles are going to make it do what it do. They're going to show you what the real is. I'm telling you right now, they will go no worse than 3-3. To be honest with you, I got them going 5-1. All right, I'm getting carried away. Okay, 4-2. In the pregame, well, not the pregame, but the preseason, like when I was doing the schedule, wins and losses, preseason, I had the Eagles in this stretch losing to the Cowboys. I don't know why we don't win in Dallas. I had them losing the game in 2 weeks and then getting revenge in Dallas. Just wishful thinking. And then I had the Eagles losing to the Bills because it's just, I know the Bills are kind of inconsistent and kind of like you don't know what you're going to get from them, but I think they'll show up for that game. So if we just stick with that, we're 4-2 in that stretch, and that's going to put us at 9-3. And I'm pretty sure with another win over the Cowboys, right? So the Cowboys will at least have 3 losses in this stretch, and we're still leading the division at 9-3. I'm sure the Washington sitcom ain't catching up to that. The Giants, trash. They ain't going to be anywhere near. And Daniel Jones is hurt. It's a wrap. I don't even know who's going to win this damn Giants and Commanders game. It should be the Commanders. I picked them in Pigskin Pick'em, which, by the way, I'm ranked number 30 now. That is ridiculous. 30 out of 600,000 people? That is sick. That is insane. Let me stay focused. When it comes to the bird is going to be okay. The bird is going back to the Super Bowl. The bird will beat anyone coming out of the AFC. I'm serious. Their problems are greatly exaggerated. Yeah, maybe they did take a step back. It don't matter because it don't have to play their best ball right now as long as they get to the playoffs. And then in January, they punish these people and play their best ball then. That's all that matters. And y'all hyping this loss, bro. It was just, I don't know. It was a brain dead, brain fart type of game. Like, first of all, y'all really hyping these 3 interceptions. Because let me tell you something. One interception was we run the tight end screen probably two times a game. Like, or maybe 1 to 2 times a game. So the Jets, credit to them, they jumped on it. They hit Goddard, popped the ball in the air, and Quinnen Williams got it. Like, it just fell into his hands. That is just straight up luck. Well, okay, the knocking the ball out is great defense by the Jets, but Quinnen Williams catching it is luck. And then the other interception was Jalen Hurts getting hit, didn't even see the guy, got hit, the ball went up in the air, and it got picked off. That's, come on, man. How often does that happen? Come on, man. You can't put that on Jalen Hurts. The third one, it just shouldn't happen. Jalen shouldn't have threw the ball. He should have either took the sack or ran. Also, the play shouldn't even have been called. You should have ran the ball more. And you definitely should have ran the ball when it's 1.5 minutes left and the Jets have no timeouts. Why are we throwing the ball? At the moment, I was cool with it because I'm like, I was thinking, and they might have been thinking the same thing, if we get this first down, the game is over. They can't stop the clock. We just have to kneel the ball. But I wasn't thinking was they don't have any timeouts. So we can run. If we get stopped, we can kind of mill around and dick around and let the clock bleed out, then call a timeout, then kick it. We don't have to be afraid of Gibson. I know he ran a kickback against the Bills, but listen, if he would have ran the kickback, that puts him at, 35 seconds, and we have, 2 timeouts? I know that Jalen Hurts didn't deliver the goods when we had a chance to at the end of the game, but who knows? We might would have in that situation, and all that would have been unlikely. But seriously, running and then punting the ball to the mid-Jets offense, who, honestly, they would have had to rely on Zach Wilson to drive probably 80 yards down the field to, well, not 80 because they only needed a field goal. Let's say 40. No, let's say 40 to 50 yards. They weren't going to do it. Our pass rush was tearing him up. So, I don't understand why we passed the ball. Well, I understand. It's just, it would have been the safer thing to just run the ball. And we would have won. Because they weren't driving down the field and kicking this field goal. No way. I would have been definitely more understanding about this loss if it would have happened that way. But it wouldn't have. But we'll never know now because we threw the dang pick, let Breece Hall score so we could get the ball back to our offense just for our offense to under-deliver and choke, and then we lose the game. Unbelievable. But I'm telling you right now, the bird is still the word. Yeah, injuries. Slay was out. We lost two corners for the year. We just picked up Julio Jones, and I'm like, yo, is he going to play? Is he? Apparently, Quez Watkins is hurt. Now, if Julio Jones could be even half of what he was in Atlanta, that's going to be an extra weapon we have, and y'all going to be in trouble. Y'all are going to be in serious trouble. It's going to mean even less interceptions for Jalen Hurts because he has another weapon. You can't even go man-to-man because we're going to cook y'all. I'm telling you, man. Like, if he can be – and then we can put Devontae Smith in the slot. And there's so many things we could do with him. Man, it's coming into form. They're going to figure things out. It hasn't been smooth this year, but we were winning games, and we should have won that game. Y'all going to respect the bird. The Cowboys are overrated, and they can't be crying about media attention. They're America's team. So I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear nothing from Micah Parsons. Seriously, the Eagles are getting enough coverage. The 49ers, yeah, sure, we're going a little light on them, but because they're just really good, and yeah, they had the injuries, but you take the injuries aside, I mean, yeah, the Browns defense is really good, and the 49ers should have won. The kicker makes the field goal. They're undefeated. They gave the game away. So just little hiccups by the two best teams in NFC means little to nothing because at the end of the day, they'll be there at the end. I don't care how hard the Seahawks, the Lions, and the Cowboys try, or even the Rams. It don't matter. The bird is the word. And the Niners are the Niners. And they will probably meet in the NFC Championship. Until proven otherwise. Now, the Lions are legit now. They are really balanced. They coach really well. And they're going to be a tough out. And I can't wait to watch them on Thanksgiving. I can't believe I'm saying that. I don't know what type of world we in where I'm excited to watch the Lions on Thanksgiving. But they are really that good. But at the end of the day, they're not beating the bird. Especially if the game is in Philly. You're not coming to Philly in January and beating the bird. I promise. Just watch. They have the tools to do it. They have the tools to beat the bird. And potentially go to the Super Bowl. But they ain't going to do it. Because there's some. There's something missing, okay? I don't think they're talented enough. Okay, they're talented enough, but, you know, they don't have the experience. And I feel like the Eagles are just the better team. The Lions are just the better team. I mean, the 49ers are just the better team. The Cowboys is about even. So whoever shows up that day is probably going to win. So there you go, man. At the end of the day, the Eagles will be fine. Got the Dolphins. Oh, yeah, let me talk about that. Now, we can beat the Dolphins, right? We can beat them. I think, honestly, our biggest plan of action is we got to run the ball and bleed the clock. What happened to running the ball? I know we just gave Jalen that contract, and he can throw the ball. He can throw that football. He has made tremendous strides on throwing the ball. But what happened to running the ball? We got Swift, and we can do RPOs. And what happened to running the ball? If we definitely need to run the ball on the Dolphins. We need to test this defense. Because they've been playing cupcakes lately. So we need to push this defense. And I feel like we could dominate time possession and keep that offense off the field. I think that is our best plan of action. If we do that, slow the game down, lower the score, I think the Eagles definitely can win this game. And they have the capability of doing that. I mean, Tyreek Hill, I don't think there's – the way we're presently constructed, I don't think there's any answer for Tyreek Hill. We got the number one rushing defense in the league. I think we can stop him. It's just Waddle, Hill. I don't have much answers for them. My only answer is keep them off the dang field. If we could do that, the bird will be the word, and they're going to win. And that is on everything I love. I'm telling you, we can get these guys, man. I'm telling you. I don't see why not. Especially with the suspect defense they have. Anyway, man. Also, one last thing about the Cowboys. You know, they was laughing at us losing. And now they're crying about how they're not ragging on us enough. And now the attention's back on you about how the media gives your attention. We talk about the Cowboys all the time. I don't know why, bro. They overrated.
Facts.
Why are we talking about them anyway? Their ceiling is the second round. I said their ceiling is the second round. You're on my nerves. Laugh at the Eagles' pain, but cry about how everyone's talking about you. Man, get out of here, bro. And y'all, I don't know why y'all so hyped anyway, beating the Chargers. Barely beat them. You're the better team, should beat them. And you almost lost. If Herbert was more accurate, you would have lost. I'm telling you right now. And that torturable defense, you only scored 20 points? Man, get out of here, man. Y'all not that nice. I'm conceding a split, but I swear, I hope the Eagles sweep y'all. Should sweep y'all, man. But it's probably not going to happen. Let's be honest. I give you some credit, but I hope the Eagles sweep y'all so y'all can sashay away. Get out of here. But anyway, man. That's too much time, man. I can't believe I let the overrated Cowboys hype me up like this, man. Oh, my God. Cannot stand them, bro. What have they done? Jesus Christ. Anyway. The Caps. The Caps are still Cap. They lost to the Penguins. Just losing to the Penguins is like OU losing to Texas. It just cannot happen. You definitely can't get blown out at home, home opener. It cannot happen. But it happened. And they looked like they were going to get blown out in the next game versus the Calgary Flame, but they came back from down, I think it was 2-0, maybe 3-0. They came back and they won that game in overtime. Thank God, because I was getting afraid that, you know, we were going to get killed again. But then, they turn around and play the Senators and lose 6-1. Lord Jesus.
Damn!
Is this the end? Is this how the OV era is going to end? Or am I overreacting? I mean, come on, 3 games, 2 blowout losses. That is not a good sign. Do we have to rebuild this thing? I mean, we've already, like, traded a bunch of people already. But, man, what is happening? Why are we coming out the gate so slow? Unreal, man. Getting cooked. Barely won a game. I'm just glad we won a game. Could easily be 0-3. The Caps are all Cap. And I can't believe I'm along for the journey, but I'm going to keep watching. I'm going to keep keeping up with it, and hopefully they turn it around, because this sucks. This sucks watching them get smoked like this. I mean, for real. Speaking of schedule, I'm about to look at Colorado's schedule. I'm about to look at Colorado's schedule real quick. By now, you should know that Colorado's defense is terrible. They give up almost 40 points a game. And they let Stanford, a 1-4 Stanford, come back. 1-5. They were 1-5. They let them come back from down 28-0. 29-0. You have got to be kidding. They went to double overtime with mid-Colorado State. They almost went to overtime with mid TCU. Like, I love Coach Prime. He's very entertaining. He's very good at collaborating with content creators and influencers. Like, it comes easy to him. Like, he's just, Prime is just a huge brand on his own, and he's elevated the brand of Colorado and made him cool. And even though they've fallen back, people are still watching. People are still talking about him. People are still asking about Colorado. But this schedule, just like the Eagles, this schedule is going to be tough. And if they don't fix their problems, this team will not make a bowl game. And that would suck after how they started the season. But if they don't fix their tackling problems, if they don't fix their coverage problems, if they're not more consistent on offense, they will be at home watching the bowl season.
Facts.
And I put that on my mama, on my hood. I look fly. I look good. Just playing. Seriously. But seriously though, man, UCLA ranked. They kind of fell back. They've lost like two or three games. But that's not going to be easy at UCLA too. Versus Oregon State. That's going to be really hard. I mean, They got my man. They got my man from Clemson, DJ Uiagalelei. That's gonna be tough. Like, Oregon State is really good this year, and they're a dark horse to make the playoffs. That's gonna be a tough game. Arizona is no pushover. They just punished, I think it was Washington State, 33-7, and they almost beat USC. Then you got Washington State. Yeah, they fell back. But that's not going to be an easy game in Pullman, Washington. That's not going to be an easy game. And then you got Utah. They're the two-time defending Pac-12 champs at Utah. Boy. But listen, though. Listen, I think they're going to win two of these games. I think they're going to do just enough to be bowl eligible. And whatever bowl they're in is must-see TV. And the bowl organizers or whoever put this together, they should be scratching and clawing to get Colorado because they're going to make a lot of money. I hope that there's somehow, some way in the military bowl so I could go see them in Annapolis. There's plenty of people in DMV that would love to go see them in Annapolis if they end up in the military bowl. But most likely, they're not going to be in it because, you know, The bowl organizers like to take Eastern teams, usually like to take ACC teams or service teams. So they're probably not going to take them, but I would love it. You know, they got the 6-6 and they did that. Also, hey, what if they won all of their games? If they win all their games, they need to be ranked again because that would put them at 9-3. That's pretty good. I don't know if that's enough to make the Big Ten, Pac-10 championship or Pac-12 championship, but I mean, they'll be in the conversation. But we'll see, man. They got three Pac-12 losses. I don't know. That's gonna be a tough sell. But they got a tough schedule. The Pac-12 is no joke. This is one heck of a way to go out if you're the Pac-12. You got multiple top 25 teams, multiple teams that can compete to be in the playoffs. Like, it don't get no better than this. Oh, yeah, USC lost because I don't know what Caleb Williams was doing. Three picks in the first half. What was that? But anyway, they fell off because, you know, your shaky defense – just, you couldn't be carried by the offense. The offense finally had a bad game, and the defense couldn't recover. Of course they couldn't. Then that's not how they built. But anyway, still, the Pac-12 is unreal. And, you know, if they can be bowl eligible, that's great, Colorado. But, man, They got some work to do. Even with Travis Hunter, I was kind of shocked that Stanford was targeting Travis Hunter and having success. Not good. But he's still very valuable. He still had 100-something yards receiving on offense. And, you know, I don't really want to make excuses for Travis Hunter because, yeah, y'all said, oh, he was tired because he kept playing both ways. He shouldn't be playing both ways. He looked fine to me. His condition is on point. He looked just fine to me. Let them cook. They'll figure it out. If they want to do anything this season, they better figure it out. Because they just shouldn't have lost to Stanford, period. And they almost lost to Arizona State, who might be worse than Stanford. So I'm like, they're a little bit better than Stanford. But still, like, come on. Let them cook. Let them figure it out. But they need to figure it out soon, or they won't be bowl eligible. Let's see. The WNBA Finals. Kind of a disappointment. Because, first of all, the Aces dominated games 1 and 2. Then game 3, the Liberty finally showed up. And they won by double digits. Unfortunately, Chelsea Gray got hurt. And Kia Stokes is hurt. So, that causes the Aces to play Kayla George, who I like, by the way. She's underrated on and off the court. But Kayla George played a lot in game 4. And she scored 10 points. She scored as many points as Breonna Stewart, the MVP. Damn! And Jonquel Jones only has 6. Bro, how? You know what? It just takes me back to why I thought the Liberty had no chance at the beginning of the season when they played the Mystics. A similar thing happened. Breonna Stewart had a bad shooting day, and Jonquel Jones was invisible. This is what happened in the last Aces game. You got outplayed by Kayla George and, to a certain degree, Sid Colson. So, no Gray, no Kia Stokes, so you play Colson and George more, and you get cooked. Wow. Unbelievable, but it just shows you their championship DNA. Now, I said when Chelsea Gray was out and got hurt, I was like, this is a veteran team. People are going to step up, and they sure did. But even with that being said, I thought the Liberty were still going to win because I was like, they're too talented. They're too talented to go out in 4 like this on their home floor. I didn't think they were going to lose, and then they lost. They were one play away. They were a few stops away from taking this back to Vegas. Even on the last possession, I don't know what type of play that was they called. I don't know what Breonna Stewart was doing, but she had Alicia Clark on her, and I thought, surely, she's kind of like backing her down. I thought, surely, she was going to spin right. Turn around, easy, money. Game over. No. She kind of dribbles, then turns right into a double team. Then they got a pass kick out. And then the end result is Vandersloot with an air ball and Jonquel Jones too late with the pick, too late with the putback, and the game's over. What was that? What was that? I thought Breonna Stewart would have drop step, turnaround jumper or something. If she was MJ, she would have did a fadeaway. And we would be talking about that series being in Vegas and me hyping it up because that's what I wanted all along, for these two teams to go the distance because they're so talented and the talent's overload would, you know, cause a clash in game 5 for all the marbles. I wanted it. And it didn't happen. I got the type of game 5 that I wanted, I got in game 4. And the Aces won, and honestly, they felt like kind of an underdog. You know, we kept talking about the Super Team Liberty. We kept saying they was going to have problems without Chelsea Gray. Everyone was feeling sorry for them. And they came out and they won the game and they won the title. And also, Asia Wilson got beat out for MVP. It's just extra motivation to an already talented, experienced, well-put-together group that's highly cohesive. It was extra motivation that was just, you know, too much for the Liberty. They willed themselves to this victory. Big buckets from Asia Wilson and Jackie Young. Like, these guys were spectacular. And they are champs again, back-to-back. Can they three-peat? I don't know. Who are they bringing back? Will everyone stay healthy? How are the Liberty going to look? Is there a third team we're not talking about? Will the Mystics rise up off the mat and kind of make the most of the end of the Deladon era? All this remains to be seen next year, and I can't wait. It seems like May is forever away, but it really isn't. It's going to be here, and hopefully I'm watching these guys in May. And we'll start this thing over again. And probably, if I had to guess, the Liberty and the Aces will be favorites again. But, you know, the Las Vegas Aces, they're such a fun team off the court. They always having fun. They have loud personalities. And they are just, they're hard to dislike. Because they seem like a very fun group. You know what I'm saying? And Asia Wilson, larger than life personality. And she's beautiful. Like, it's, the team is something else, man. They're amazing. I was kind of rooting for the Liberty. Because I like what they put together. And the Liberty never won a title. So I wanted them to win, but they didn't. Oh, well. The Aces deserve it. They took it. They were just a little bit better than the Liberty because they play a little bit better defense. And like I said, the team chemistry is off the charts. But congrats to them. Well done. And let's see what happens next year. Okay, the Spirit choked, and this broke my heart. I didn't go to the game because I decided to stay out and do Lyft. So I didn't go to the game, but I was following, right? Honestly, wait a minute. I was at the house watching because it was going on during the Eagles game. So I decided to save money, stay home, watch the Eagles game, and then go out and do Lyft. And they lost. They lost 1-0. But honestly, it's just the whole decision day was just blowing me. I mean, we needed O.L. Reign to lose, a team that we inexplicably tied with. Inexplicably. I don't know why, but we did. And they end up winning 3-0. Great. So we had to beat the Courage to make the playoffs, or we're going to be in seventh place. The top six make it. I'm devastated. How we go from the number one seed to seventh in a matter of 3 months? What happened? No, seriously, what happened? I can't even blame the World Cup break because some of these teams lost key players too, and they're in the playoffs. Excuses. I can't believe it. But the game itself, here's the thing. Offense had some opportunities. We couldn't get the ball in the goal. Sucks. Soccer, right? The one goal that North Carolina Courage did score, the girl was all size, I swear. You cannot. I watched the replay like 10 times. You can't sit there and tell me she was on size. Any angle, every angle I've seen, she was off sides. She was definitely off sides. Now, also, Trinity Rodman got ejected in the first half for a bad slide tackle.
Come on, man.
I was like, come on, man, that's nothing. I was looking at the replay. She kind of like nipped at her heels in a slide tackle. I was like, man, come on, man, that's a yellow. Come on, that's not a red. Then I looked at it closely, and I was like, I looked at what happened before the play. Trinity Rodman tried to like dribble through a double team. She got fouled, didn't get the call, got mad. It seemed like she intentionally fouled the dribbler or the opponent. She fell. The opponent got mad, tried to fight, what's her name, but she wasn't even fazed. Trinity wasn't fazed because she was just so mad at the ref about not getting the foul. She was pointing to the ref like, what was that about? Why didn't I get my call? And, you know, the ref saw what happened, and the girl is just mad as a hornet. I think it was number 10 for the Courage. She was about to go ham on Trinity. But, yeah, and then they went to review, and they decided it was a red card. Devastating. Our best player that definitely could have scored us that goal to tie the game or even another goal to win the game. Unbelievable. Those two calls. Listen, the slide tackle, I'm kind of leaning towards the ref side because Trinity was frustrated and she lost her cool and she did that slide tackle. You cannot, and I've seen her do it all year long. She lose her cool when something don't go her way. And she can be aggressive. And that's what happened. And it bit her in the behind. And she had to sit down. And it cost us the game. It helped cost us the game. That wasn't the only thing. But it helped cost us the game. I would have been devastated if I spent all that money. They had $99 club seats. I could have did that. But no. Anyway, I would have been devastated. We leave that stadium. We lose and we're out of the playoffs. I would have been devastated. I was still devastated watching from the house, flipping back and forth between that and the Eagles and the Jets. I can't believe they're at home right now. I mean, I just laughed at the thought of them not making the playoffs like DC United. I thought they was way better than DC United. I was like, come on, man. This team is a title contender. Now they're at home just like DC United.
Come on, man.
That's terrible. Work to do in the offseason. I think Trent's going to be fine. She's young. She's like 20, 21 years old. And she's already one of the best players in the league. So there's nowhere to go but up. She just got to stay healthy and keep your cool, man. Come on, man. You can't get frustrated and take yourself out of the game. This coming from me, knowing how I act in basketball. But seriously, like, I still would rather her do that. You know, be a little calmer. You know, just a little bit. You don't have to dial it back a lot, but just a little bit, man. Because I swear, we should be in the playoffs, bro. No way OL Reign should be in the playoffs right now. Stop. Some of these teams have at least two of these teams have no business in the playoffs. Yet, the Spirit are at home. Terrible. Devastating. I'm sick. But maybe they'll be back next year. Now, the MLB playoffs. All right, last thing. So, it looks like we're headed towards a Rangers-Phillies World Series because the Phillies are just running Arizona out of Philly. They ran them out of Philly. They're up 2-0. Okay, the first game was 5-3, but it really wasn't that close. Phillies were up 5-0 and kind of took their foot off the gas. The second game was just an annihilation, like just a bunch of swings and misses from the Diamondbacks and double plays. And then the Phillies did what they always do and just hit home runs. I told y'all a while ago that this team is really talented, the Phillies, because they got a lot of power in their lineup. It's just when it comes to them is can they be consistent on offense and on defense? Do they have the pitching? Their pitching has been outstanding. Zach Wheeler and Nola, unreal. And then the bullpen has been really good. So I'm like, if they keep playing like this, they might win the whole thing. Now, Texas and Houston, though. Texas, once again, okay, the first game was close. The second game was a blowout. And then the third game, Max Scherzer came back. I mean, because Max Scherzer is arguably my favorite national of all time. Of course, I still root for him when he's not in the division. So I wanted him to bring that old Max back and kill the Astros, but he did not. Oh, he brought back the old Max, all right. The Max that kind of falls apart in the playoffs and gives up a bunch of runs. Unfortunate. He had just came back from a big-time injury. Hopefully he gets another chance because I think he's going to show you why he's one of the best pitchers in this generation. Maybe not this generation, but like in the past decade. It's just really a shame that, you know, he went out like that. Like, he gave up, what, 6 runs? Of course he's going to give up some jacks like he always do. But it's just a shame, man. But at the end of the day, Max will be all right. He's a professional. He always bounced back. He's really talented. But it's just really a shame that, you know, the Astros got to him. The series has shifted back to Texas, and what I hope that does not happen for the Rangers is what happened to the Nationals in 2019. We win the first 2 games in Houston, just like Texas just did. And then Houston wins the next 3 games, and all of a sudden, we're facing elimination. Now, thank God the Nationals won the next 2 games, because I would have been hurt if the Astros would have won Game 6, or even Game 7. I would have been hurt. But they didn't, thank God. And hopefully the Rangers hold on and take this series because they have been playing amazing. I don't know what happened to Max Scherzer last game, but I want to see him with another chance. They will put him back out there at some point. I think ultimately he was better coming out the pen for the Nationals during that World Series run. But yeah, man. Go Rangers, go Phillies. We'll love to see Rangers, Phillies. Even Diamondbacks and Rangers would be cool. But just anybody but the Astros, okay? At this point, anyone but the Astros. I mean, I know the Phillies are a division rival, but their fans are awesome. Their fans are awesome. And, you know, a bunch of them are Eagles fans. So I know how awesome they are. I've seen a few games in Philly, in Citizens Bank, and it's a great experience when the crowd is live. Now, sometimes you get them sleepy weekday baseball crowds that aren't that lit, but the last time I was there, it was pretty lit. So we'll see what happens when this series shifts to Arizona. Arizona got to fight back. They can't get swept because right now it looked like they're going to get swept. Because it looked like, because the Phillies are just on a roll. But, you know, let's just see what happens. Now, GoatLevelTees.com for all things Goat Level. Got a new alternate logo out. We'll probably put out some of the designs for the collection tonight, probably. If not, definitely before the end of the weekend. Just look out for that. And, you know, hey, the bird is the word. Boomer Sooner. Respect the bird. And that is the word. So you already know that I'm out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Goat Level Podcast. Make sure you share, subscribe, and get money.